BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We speak to Alfred, the guy who thought he'd found the one in a Spanish nightclub, but he's seeing someone. So what's he going to do about it? He answered the phone. You'll find out what happens on this podcast. Joe McKeldry cleverly changes the words in his Beyonce cover at a gig. Grimmy's got a cycle for 12 hours non-stop on Monday. We've got some motivation to help him through. And we think we've found the original student campaign video.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're on. It's Friday. Hello, this is Scott Mills. Lots to get through today, including, if you were listening yesterday, to our man Alfred. He's got some decisions to make, and we are going to ring him today. Now, if you didn't hear this, we spoke to a guy called Alfred. He believes that he has met the one, the person that he's going to spend the rest of his life with. He met her on a stag do in Spain last weekend. She doesn't speak much English, but they were speaking on an app on the dance floor. But he thinks that, totally, she's the one. There is a slight problem that he is already seeing someone here in the UK. So when we spoke to him yesterday, he said he's going to have a chat with the girl that he's currently seeing, not going out with, but seeing. And he's going to say, look, I can't continue with this. And then he's going to pursue the one because he really thinks that this girl in Spain is the one. So, we said today, we're having no kind of sway over decisions on this at all. We said to him, we will call him once. If the phone rings out, we told him it would be a withheld number. It means he doesn't want to speak to us and doesn't want to speak about it anymore. And just kind of gets on with it, gets on with his own business.
And then we'll drop it.
Don't really want that to happen. But he might not answer the phone. If he does, however, and he wants to talk about it some more and let us know what the update is, then that's great.
Right.
So it's totally up to him. So I'm going to make that call before 2 o'clock this afternoon.
My big concern is, I assume he wants to be anonymous still?
Yeah, he wants to do voice changes.
Still. Right. So that needs to be all, you know, done. The voice changer ready.
Yeah, there have been instances before where I've done that and it's the voice changer hasn't been on. And that's a problem in this situation because he doesn't want to be identified. Obviously, it's a tricky situation with the girl back here.
Or if he had forgotten about the call that we were going to make to him, that could have been an issue as well.
Yeah, well, we'll see whether he answers. I'm not going to call him yet because I'm too scared. I really want to know what's going on, but I'm also scared of what's going to happen.
Brilliant.
And what he's going to say. Tonight's the night, Chris.
We're going to go Lebanese together.
Yeah, had a lovely steak for lunch, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a nice one.
And it's going to be Lebanese tonight, so more meat. Can you handle it?
I'm up for it. I feel like I've limed myself now. I'm ready for a good day and a brilliant night.
That's right. I mean, I think the steaks set us up for the day.
Definitely.
So what I'm saying is a couple of drinks. Obviously, we'll do our work here. A couple of drinks after the show. Moon at Fern Cotton from the window of the One Show at approximately 7. And then all the meats. All right?
Excellent.
It's going to be a meat feast.
Do you want to list me some of those words?
Lebanese, baba ganoush, your fattoush, your tabbouleh, and all the meats in between. You're going to be sweating lamb all weekend.
Excellent.
Hello, girls.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm going to call Alfred, a man who thinks he's met the Spanish one before 2 o'clock.
I don't think he's going to pick up.
Don't know, we'll see, won't we? So I was at Eton College last night.
How was that?
It was incredible.
How do they let you? Why are you? Why are you?
I don't know. It's just one of them things that came through. It was like, do you want to go to Eton? I was like, really? Okay, cool, yeah.
And they definitely meant to book you.
Yes, it was me, yeah. And I hosted a question and answer session with three famouses. So I had to do like proper sit-down interview while 600 students and their parents watched me. No pressure.
Are you sure they weren't meant to get Stephen Fry?
No, it was me. David Dimbleby off of Question Time's brother, Jonathan. One of the Dimblebys, sure, I can interview him.
You were interviewing him?
I had to interview him. He interviews like MPs and massive politicians all the time. So that was stressful. A lady called Jerry Hall, who used to, she did Strictly. She's like one of the first supermodels. Texas. Right. Hi, y'all. Married to Mick Jagger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Her. And also Sir Ranulph Fiennes, explorer, legend, big in the game. Look him up. And after I'd finished doing the Q&A session, which is, I was quite stressed because it's like quite famous people, I was invited to retire into the headmaster's office for a drink.
Really?
I was like, thanks, Badal. I'll have a white wine. Yeah. And as I walked in, Jerry Hall off of Hi, y'all, Mick Jagger, was reading her own poetry out in the headmaster's office at Eton.
Which she had a couple of, oh, yeah, of wines as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, you know when you think, what is going on? Mm. What is my life? Jerry Hall is reading out poetry in the headmaster's office at Eton as there is a portrait of William and Harry above me in uniform.
So, wait, it's like, kind of
how
cool.
Did this happen? It's really cool. But how did it happen to me? Thanks to everyone at Eton. They do actually listen.
Do they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think they're too posh to listen.
I know, that's what you'd think. But a lot of them listen and a lot of them get the podcast as well.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we need to call Alfred soon. I'm just kind of plucking up the courage. Why am I so nervous?
I think it's the fear of rejection, because we have said we're only going to ring once.
Yeah, what if he doesn't answer? Mm. If you weren't listening to this yesterday, we've got a listener called Alfred, not his real name. We had to change his name and also his voice because he doesn't want to be identified. We were talking on Monday, which seems like a long time ago this week. I don't know why, but we were talking on Monday about, is it possible to just meet the one? Your mate, the convict,
yeah,
met the one, or so he says, last Saturday night. Well, how is that going?
Well, he said at the time he'd met the one. He was like, oh, I met this amazing girl. And it was on my birthday night out last Saturday in Watford.
And he said, I think she's the one.
Yeah, he was obsessed with her. But I've got to be honest, a week on, things have you know, given the bold statement that was said on Sunday morning after that night out, things have changed quite a lot.
Mm. Is he not saying the word the one anymore?
Yeah, it's definitely not the one. Right. Definitely not the one.
Well, Alfred is still saying that this girl he met on a stag do in Spain last weekend is the one. He has not changed his story. He totally thinks she's the girl he will marry and spend the rest of his life with. He met her on the dance floor at a stag do and she couldn't speak much English, so they were talking through an app. But he is seeing somebody, not a girlfriend, but he is seeing somebody here, back home. So we said today that we'll call him. If he doesn't answer the phone, he can choose what to do. If he doesn't answer, that's it. We won't talk about it anymore. That's the end of it. We won't hear what happens.
And we'll never know what happens. Yeah. We'll be happy with that as a result.
So we said we'll call him once. Obviously, if he does answer, I'm also scared of what that's going to be. Because like, has he got rid of the girl now? Has he decided that the Spanish lady isn't the one after all?
You've got one chance to. I mean, when do you want. Now? Do we do it now?
Should I do it now?
It is lunchtime. I mean, my only concern is if he's listening, there's a good chance he is, he'll be expecting that call.
I can't do it now.
Do it now. Let's get it done.
Give me a few minutes.
Let's work out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If he doesn't answer now, it's going to be major awks for you, Mills, because you've given it a lot of build up. I'm just nervous, right? That's from Louise in Teesdale. Also, we've got all the students listening in Bristol. All they're waiting for is this call. This could be the biggest anticlimax of 2014. All right, thanks for that, Ryan.
No, but it will also be a message in itself, won't it? It will mean that he's not, you know, he doesn't want to say any more.
Yeah, I mean, if he doesn't answer now, and that's it, that's the last we hear of it. And we've given him that option. All the fashion interns are just sat on the studio floor waiting for this drama to unfold. That's in Cardiff. Hiya, fashions. So, our listener, Alfred, we're calling him, changed the name, was in Spain last weekend. I really hope this voice changer works. he met a Spanish girl in a club. So, it was man meets girl in club, man talks to her, man likes her, man thinks she is the one, man also has girl he is seeing in England. So, where we're at right now is, has he had the conversation with the girl to say, the girl here, to say, it's not really happening anymore. He said it's not his girlfriend, he's just seeing her, right? So a couple of months it's been. So should I call the number?
Yeah, let's get it done. Let's find out.
Do you think he's going to answer?
No.
Come on.
Hello?
Yes, he answered!
Oh, wow.
We weren't sure if you were going to answer or not.
Yeah, I definitely answered.
I thought that was going to ring out there.
I've been putting off calling you for a while because I want to know what's going on, but also I'm a bit scared.
I think, I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Are you okay? You sound a bit down.
Not down, probably just confused.
Oh, Alfred, what's been going on?
Well, I called a girl from England.
Girlfriend?
That's what I definitely want to point out. She's not my girlfriend.
Okay, what is she then?
She's a girl I know, and I'm a guy that she knows.
Oh, come on. Are you seeing her?
I am seeing her, yes. I have seen her.
But not a girlfriend?
No.
Okay, so what's going on? So the last time we spoke to you, which was yesterday, you were saying you met this Spanish hottie. You think she's the one?
Brilliant.
Thank you. In a club in Spain, but you are seeing this girl back home, and you're going to have to make that call and let her know that you can't continue with that because you found the one in Spain. Obviously, you're not going to tell her about that, but you're going to tell her that you can't continue with her. So where are we at?
Well, yeah, I did call her, and I said, you know, it's not working out. I want to break up. Not that we were ever together, but I want to stop seeing each other. But by the end of it, by the end of the conversation, it turns out we're still seeing each other. So
how?
I don't really know what happened.
That often happens, though. You go there for the talk, you just end up talking yourself back into it.
I think that's what happened.
Right.
What did she say to make you stay?
She said she's very complimentary, which was obviously nice. But, I guess she sort of won me over with just being nice to me. Which is very lame of me, but so I think we're still seeing each other.
How do you feel about that?
Well, not great. I am seeing her on Sunday face to face, so I think I'm going to have to do it then.
Oh, you're making us wait over the weekend.
You're moving the goalposts.
Oh.
What about the Spaniard?
The Spaniard, yeah, still chatting to her. Yeah, that's all going well.
Still think she's the one.
She is the one, yeah. Yeah, learning, using the app to speak Spanish to her, which she's loving, so...
So now you're speaking Spanish?
Through an app, though. I don't actually know.
Don't actually know what you're saying?
No, not really.
Going to put it out there. I feel there's a girl out there somewhere in England right now that doesn't really know what's going on.
That's why Sunday is definitely the talk day.
And do you feel like a two-timer?
I don't, but especially Greg yesterday saying I'm a really nice guy or something. I do feel like one, yeah.
You feel bad?
I feel bad, yeah. I feel really bad.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen next? What's in your mind?
So, Sunday we'll have the talk, and that'll be definitely the end of it between me and the English girl.
But she'll talk you round again.
No, not this time. I'm going to be strong.
Face to face, it'll be even worse.
I'm going to stay strong and go through with it. And then keep speaking to the Spanish girl and see where it goes.
Did she actually talk you round, or were you just like, oh, okay then, because you were being nice?
No, we did have a lengthy conversation. And I didn't really say that, okay, we'll continue to see each other. I just didn't say that we'll stop seeing each other.
Also, I mean, this is quite involved, and it does sound like a breakup. So if you're breaking up, then you are definitely going out with her.
No, definitely not.
What's it saying on Facebook? Mm-hmm. What's the relationship status, please?
Oh, that's the most important thing, of course.
Oh, yeah, nothing on Facebook.
Right.
Oh, it says single?
Yeah.
Does it say single, or is there just nothing there?
There might not be anything there.
Okay. Well, that's just a cover-up then, isn't it?
Nah.
Can I ask, have you added the Spanish girl on Facebook?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You have?
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, do you think I should tell this Spanish girl that I've been talking about her on national radio?
I think it'll be a struggle to then play her what you did on national radio if she's interested in going on the iPlayer.
Do you know what, Alfred? I wouldn't mention it.
No?
Nah. Do you know? Like, just keep it between us.
All right, deal.
I think it just makes it way more complicated than it needs to be.
Okay, good advice.
I've got to admit, I still don't feel that comfortable that you've kind of dragged me into your situation here. That you've even told me about it. It sort of now means that I'm in on it, you know? Mm-hmm.
I do see what you mean, but...
Yeah, but we're just, you know, we're like brothers. We're just listening to him. We're not making any decisions
for
him. I get
that, but he's kind of now involved me in a situation I didn't really want to be involved.
I know what you mean. And, like, I will be thinking about it a lot at the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's going to happen on Monday? I will. I mean, most of me is now saying that we should just leave you to it, Alfred. But then another part goes, I do want to speak to you on Monday.
This is the thing, Scott. It's...
I can't leave it there. Right, okay, we'll do the same thing. So we'll call you once. If it rings out and you don't want to speak to us about it anymore on Monday, then that's fine. And that's the last we'll hear of it, okay? But if you do fancy picking up the phone and giving us an update, then that's also cool. Whatever you want to do, Alfred.
Okay, then.
All right, so we'll call you on Monday. It'll be a withheld number. It'll be one call.
Okay.
Okay, Alfred, well, we might speak to you on Monday.
Okay, maybe speak then.
Yeah, you choose to answer the call. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so we're talking about these student campaign videos, of which we've been sent a lot now. Been sending them to my email. Thank you. There's loads.
I think it's going to happen more and more now as well.
I hope so.
Although I think this is like the student union election season. I think it's around about this time that most universities have these elections. So it'll be, this is like this year's batch, but I guarantee you next year it will just be every campaign.
Or do you just think it's for this year and then by next year everyone will be like, oh, it's been done.
Oh, right.
I hope not, in a way. Okay, so Irish Brian, you know him? He's going for Lincoln SU president. We've got some fantastic news, which means that we can play the song again. It's a great excuse. Not surprising, really, with a song like this and a campaign like this. But Brian has now been elected president.
Yes.
I'm Irish Brian, don't you know?
And why wouldn't he be?
I'm your vice president, welfare and community. Already done a few great things. And I think that you should know them too. And I have made governance policies to better represent you if you're involved with student liberation. But that's not all. Now there's part-time officers. So you should vote for Brian.
Brian!
Number one for president. Because the same old just won't do. I'll make a difference for you. Won't you vote for Brian?
Brian!
Cause if I am president, students, I'll do.
I'll do, I'll do, I'll do.
It's horrible.
All the things you ask me to.
And it worked, you see?
So he's the boss now, he's in charge.
He'll make a difference for you. That's Irish Brian, Lincoln SU president. It's been done.
But it takes a certain type of person to make these kind of videos, I think.
It does.
And now Irish Brian's in charge. I mean, and that's the thing.
He's actually in charge.
This is. Where, I mean, it's funny, up until the point where now the Irish Brian's the boss.
Yeah. So that happened. Good luck. Good luck to Brian. Do you think, like, on campus, because of what we've been doing, it's just everyone just goes, Brian! I hope not, because that's going to get old for Brian quite soon. Now, I think I found the one that started it all off way back in 2010. This is the first one that I'm aware of ever happening, and this, wow. And then the others kind of followed after. So this is...
Who are we voting for here?
We're voting Lawrence.
Right.
Lawrence for activities. And that's at Notts Uni, Nottingham Uni. And this is way back in 2010. But I believe this was the first one, even before, you know, our favourite one.
Here at LS, LLLLLLLLLSU. Time of your life. Here at LS, LLLLLSU.
Even before that, there was this.
Wake up in the morning thinking we need more. We need more space. We need more storage. We need more support. We need events to make societies open for all. Whether you live on Sutton Bonington or in Sherwood Hall. I'm talking about more events in the den.
Yeah.
More help with how to spend.
Spend.
So you're not in debt in the end. Advertise on mood screens with some TV to help with society publicity.
Vote Lawrence
for activities.
Vote Lawrence.
Vote Lawrence
for activities if you want better facilities.
It's alright.
I must fight for more events on InterSite.
Vote Lawrence
for activities. For more info, check my policies.
Vote
Lawrence
for activities if you want better facilities.
It's alright.
I love it.
Activities if you want better facilities. Vote Lawrence.
Can we be in one? I want us to be in one.
I think we've missed the boat, my darling.
Vote
Lawrence.
Vote
Maybe next year. It's a bit late now, I think.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.
Rachel says, I think I would actually, and more people would vote if the political parties actually did these songs. Maybe that's right. Yeah.
I think it's only a matter of time.
Do you think next election David Cameron's going to be on?
And I can't tell if it would be brilliant or awful.
Wish you well for David.
David.
Can you imagine if they actually did that, like they do at student unions? We've got Hannah who says, I'm loving these election videos. I'm at Notts Uni, sat in the library, trying really hard not to laugh, hoping no one can see me. Definitely the Notts Uni take on Kesha has to be the best. If I was here at the time, that would have got my vote. This is a long Friday afternoon in the library at Notts Uni, so she's loving that. And someone who's actually at the same uni as Brian Lincoln, whoa, didn't know about the video.
He must be a big name on campus now.
He is a B-knock.
He's a B-knock.
100%. Okay, in the next half hour, something that is going to, I think, motivate and inspire Nick Grimshaw as he's got a lot of cycling ahead come Monday morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Friday. This is BBC Radio 1 coming up. Ow, I just bit my tongue.
Strong.
That'll teach you to do that power thing. Hi, Scott Mills here. Blah, 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 blah. Ow. Icona Pop and Jason Derulo coming up. Am I bleeding?
You sound like Charlie Slough.
Ow. No, that actually hurt.
Yeah.
When I said the C in BBC, I just went...
Yeah, I did think you looked weird when you were doing it.
Really hurt.
Anyway, man up, Mills.
So Monday, Nick Grimshaw is attempting to cycle for 12 hours to reach 1,000 miles. This is all in aid of sport relief, and the money you raise will go towards people who really need it, both here in the UK and abroad. So this starts 7 a.m. on Monday morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show and goes through to 7 p.m. at the end of Greg's show. And we will need your support. The Radio 1 audience is always so incredibly generous when we do these things. So I will be asking you to find the spare coins again and give it to us, if that's all right with you. Now, Nick is not doing this alone because we're getting loads of texts and tweets from people going, how's he going to manage 1,000 miles? He's going to have to go at 83.3 miles per hour. Thanks, geeks. But he's not on his own. There's going to be other people doing the cycling with him to reach this target. So we've got 7 a.m. on Monday till 7 p.m. on Monday. Radio 1 and one extra DJs are going to be there. I mean, no one wants me to bring out the Lycra, but I'm going to have to.
Yeah, we'll do our bit, of course.
Also, there's going to be pop stars. There's going to be models. Good water. There's going to be celebrities, soap stars, Olympic athletes. There's something for everyone here. Will, at some point, more than others, want to watch it on the Radio 1 website because it's all going to be streamed so you can see it. Everyone's going to be having a go on the bikes. You having a go?
Of course.
I'm going to give it a spin.
We're all going to do our bit, support Nick.
So this is all taking place in a huge plastic box outside the BBC, right here in central London. So Nick's bike is going to be in there. Obviously, he's going to be on there all the time. Oof, 12 hours. And we've got four other bikes, which all the guests will ride. So by the time we come on air at 1 o'clock on Monday, we've got five bikes going. Grimmy's on one. And there's been quite a lot of stress and quite a lot of phone calls because we've got to fill the other four bikes for 3 hours. I mean, you and me can do it a bit. But we've decided that we're going to have a battle of reality TV shows, but on bikes. So, who better than Ollie Locke and Lydia Bright in a cycling race?
Brilliant.
Chelsea v Essex. That's good. Also, it's the showdown of the year. Who hasn't ever wanted to see Foxes and Connor Maynard in a massive see-through box cycling? Well, now you can. That's happening on Monday. And just confirmed, this is my favourite bit, the staff of BBC Three, now One's, the call centre.
Oh, wow.
All right. So Nev's going to be here, giving it all that. So I'm imagining
he'll be motivating everyone there, I'm sure. He'll be doing his thing.
Probably sing Mr. Brightside
C
again.
C-sharp.
Yeah, in C-sharp. And also, well, we don't know if the T-urns are coming or whether Hayley, the T-lady's going to be there. But I can tell you the staff of the call centre will be on the bikes during our show on Monday. And as we speak, we're trying to book the BBC half hour and there are emails going in right now. I mean, it's last minute, I know, but we're hoping to secure these people for Monday. We're trying to get the Posh Radio 4 lady versus Carol Kirkwood off of The Weather in a kind of posh off.
Cool.
I love Carol Kirkwood.
So it's all going to be going on in the box.
Everything you could ever want to happen in a box, well, yeah, pretty much, is going to be happening in a box on Monday. And this is all for Sport Relief. You'll be able to watch on the Radio 1 website, listen on Radio 1 all day. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to have to all support Grimmy because this is going to be tough.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people quite worried about Grimmy on Monday. I mean, he's been training for a long time now. I mean, he often just texts me of an evening going, hello, still on the bike.
It's a lot on the mind, isn't it? I mean, for 12 hours, does your mental, you know, just going in a box. It's going to be difficult on the brain.
Tom and Izzy say we are going to be watching the posh off if that happens with Carol Kirkwood and Posh Radio 4 Lady. We're trying to get that sorted, yeah. Also, a lot of people keen on seeing Lydia and Ollie in the box on our show on Monday. There's going to be so many celebrities and like sports people and models. You won't want to miss a bit of it on Monday, and we'll be asking you to support Grimmy in his toughest challenge yet for Sport Relief in a big plastic box outside the BBC, 12 hours of non-stop cycling, him on one bike and four other bikes with various people helping him out throughout the day.
Have you seen the box? I mean, it is just like the cube off of the cube.
It's the same, yeah.
It looks like it's exactly the same one.
But yeah, the people are very worried about Grimmy and, well, not his state of mind so much. I feel this is where I need to play that clip from Innuendo Bingo from the cube.
The gap between the balls and the hole seems a lot further.
Right. It's just that, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be hard on the perennium.
You don't... Is yes,
That's the official term for it. Because he can't get off the bike. And last time I talked about this, Davina texted me offering some of her special fudge, which got her through her Sport Relief challenge when she was on the bike.
It's hard because everyone's saying how tiring it is and stuff like that, but everyone's shying away from the main issue, which is
the
down
gooch.
There.
I know, it's going to be
a problem. And he won't be able to... Don't, but it's the main issue, in all seriousness, that long on a bike, that saddle is...
Yeah, I know.
And I feel for him because he won't be able to talk about it much.
No, he won't. But we'll all know what he's going
through. And we'll all know what's going on.
We won't know what he's going through because no one's ever had that much pain in that area. It's going to be awful. Red raw.
Mm.
So anyway, something to think about over the weekend. But
yeah,
we will be asking you to support Grimmy on Monday. Am I right in thinking you've done a song to support him?
I just... something to motivate him, yeah. Yeah.
And when can we hear that?
Next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
All the mums have been on saying, well, how can you say that? No much pain in that area before. Okay, apart from giving birth, yeah, it obviously hurts. Mm. I don't know, but apparently so. So apologies there. But apart from that, no one's ever had that much pain in that area before.
I don't think anyone's done that for Sport Relief, though.
Well, not yet. There's always time. That'll be next year's one. I'm not doing it. So, just saying now, in case they're listening. I mean, I'm glad you did this because you're kind of the theme tune master on the show.
Mm.
So it's good that sometimes I just send you off and I'm like, oh yeah, go and write something.
Well, you leave it to me because you won't put the time and effort into doing it.
Not true. It's just that I'm not that musical. I mean, you've written quite a few theme tunes.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf.
That one, obviously.
Swap lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France.
And who could forget the Lisa and Steve theme tune? That was you.
There can be miracles.
Didn't write the music.
Lisa and Steve.
But an excellent lyricist.
Though they are mates, they could be mated.
I forgot about this.
Who knows what will become Lisa and Steve? If we believe, somehow they will. Somehow they will.
Yes, they will.
I just wanted to play it all, though. It's nice.
It's time for Lisa and Steve.
Oh, I miss them a bit.
Mm. Well, look, what I did is I've done a couple, and I've done it today. Bit of a last-minute job, not going to lie.
Okay, so this is about Grimmy's Sport Relief Challenge.
And I thought, like, we can decide on one and then use it on Monday. And if needs be, I can go and whack a choir on it or something like
that. How many are there?
Two.
Okay, so I pressed play on this.
Yeah, and then I just thought people can tell me what they think.
And which one we should use to motivate him on Monday.
My inspiration was everything we've said that he's going to suffer from whilst cycling for that amount of time.
Is this Lady Hawk?
Yes, it is.
Hey!
Oh, no.
Stop! Chafing on my perineum. I'm taking major hits to my undercarriage and it hurts. Stop! Chafing on my perineum. I only have one gooch, it's sensitive to tooch and it burns.
Keen? Is that too far? Have I gone too far?
Maybe.
Do you want to hear the other one?
Yes, I do.
And then you can decide.
Red, red, raw. Haven't stopped cycling. Saddle is hurting me. My undercarriage is sore. It's red, red, raw. Haven't stopped cycling. Saddle is hurting me.
I think I get the idea for the rest of it.
My undercarriage is sore. It's red, red, raw.
Are we keen on that?
Not as much.
Not as much?
No, I like it that, I mean, if Lady Hawk is listening, she'll be well pleased that you changed it to stop chafing on my perineum. And for that, you deserve genius points.
I'm getting worried.
I don't know.
People.
Let's open it out. What do people think? Song one or song two? This is the song that we're going to motivate Grimmy when times get hard on Monday.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
All the young farmers are on. All of a sudden, they're all got in touch. I don't know why. But big ups to young farmers. Hannah, Oliver, Olivia and Bethy. That's from Buxton Young Farmers Club. They're having a bit of a do tonight. Hello, farmers. Annual road trip to Skegness is on. Also, Gabby, Jason, Sam, Rebecca and Jamie. They're on the way. Skeggy tonight, farmers. And all lads on tour, Southwest area, Newquay Farmers, Young Farmers, Ted, Baylor, Basser, Char, Smiler. Don't know why they all get in touch at once. It's like they planned it all together. It's like they're plotting. Now, one thing I'm obsessed with today is Joe McElderry and his gig last night in Harlow in Essex. Do you know why? Because he changed the words of Halo by Beyonce to Harlow. Oh,
it's, yeah, it sounds... Do you remember when Alicia Keys, when she was performing... Was it at Carlisle?
No, but why would it be? Because that's not in North Wales. When she sang, North Wales!
But I don't think it was North Wales where...
It definitely was.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. Bangor.
So it's now you're in Bangor?
No, North Wales, as I just said.
Oh, right.
North Wales was the clue.
That was it.
So a bit just the same as Alicia Keys, but only in Harlow. Beyonce will be proud of that, I think. It was a petition, wasn't it?
I think what happened is there was like a local, and I think he says in the video that I saw earlier that he got 100 signatures from people.
I'm obsessed.
Which meant that he should change the words.
Listen to how the woman in the crowd, I've got the audio from last night, how she whoops when the first mention of Harlow comes out of Joe's mouth.
Woo!
Here we go. Still got it, hasn't he? Don't know why this... Don't know why I love this so much. Gonna do it again, isn't he?
They love it.
I do like when people personalise. Hello. Sometimes Essex mums going wild. They love it.
But that's another classic concert thing, isn't it? Change the name, you know, at some point to the place where you are.
Oh, my God, you can't go wrong. It's a winner.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Oh, you just arrived on time then, just a few minutes to spare. On the plane from Geneva, was it today?
Flew straight in, direct for Real and Oreal today, of course. I'm committed, Scott.
We don't think that you're actually anywhere. We think you're just...
at home.
In your pants, at home, and just trying to create this kind of jet set image and lifestyle of an international DJ. But actually, it's funny how your plane's never delayed and you just walk in 3 minutes
sometimes.
Before.
It is sometimes.
Well, you've never been late yet, I'm just saying.
You never look rushed. The only thing that does stick up for you here is the fact that your tweets at the bottom do have the location.
Oh.
And it does say Geneva, but I don't know if you can change that in the settings.
I'm not sure. Who knows?
Because it's just always, it's suspicious that you're on here on a Friday, but always on a Thursday, you're in a far-flung destination.
No, not always.
And here on Saturday, where you are.
Just quite a lot,
twice,
you are.
Just twice in the last month.
And also, like, you'll be tweeting from the airport and the show started.
Yeah, but it's free Wi-Fi, so I've got to make the most of it.
Yeah, but like, we're on air at 1, you're here by 3:30. I just don't understand how it's possible.
It's only an hour's flight, Scott.
Well, it's
where
not.
Were you, where it were you is. Last night? Val d'Huez.
Val d'Huez.
Where right, are you?
In France.
With the poshos.
Yes.
Yes. Guess where we're going tonight? It's on.
What are you playing?
We went dancing.
Yes, we are.
And we're going Lebanese together.
The world be a dancer.
Will there?
Yeah, yeah. Dancing to this?
Do you know what I'm slightly scared of is the hummus situation. Is there going to be some?
I didn't think of that.
Because, you know, I can't... I'm not a fussy eater. I eat anything except for hummus. It's my kryptonite.
There might be some people with hummus in your vicinity.
Dancer or no dancer, I can't do the hummus.
Maybe the dancer will be giving out the hummus. Do you think it's always awkward when you're trying to eat in a restaurant and there's a dancer or a singer right next to your table?
That's what I'm hoping for. It's going to be grinding away.
It's going to be an interesting night.
Take the hummus, Chris. Take the hummus.
All the meats. Just eat the hummus and she'll go away, Chris. Oh, I can't wait for this
tonight. It'll be fine.
It's going to be good. But do you mind people, because I remember Becky on the show was always saying she can't listen to music and eat over a certain BPM.
we had a similar situation in Prague, but I'm interested to know if the Lebanese...
Was that the steak and...
But I'm interested to know if the Lebanese evening's going to be more... So, because it is difficult to eat.
That's quite a fast beat as well. Would she be able to eat to that?
She would never be able to eat to that, no. Like, no more... I think it's like 100 BPM max.
Yeah.
And like, otherwise she's like, out,
yeah,
I'm out,
slow.
I can't eat. I'm looking forward to it. All the meats, all the shishas.
Yeah.
All the hummus.
Yeah. Not hummus.
Not so much.
Real or no real's next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
What's on your show tomorrow, Danny Howard, from 4 p.m? Because you were bumped off last week because it was International Women's Day, so it had to be a woman doing it, but you're back on tomorrow from 4 o'clock.
And breathe. Yeah, I don't know, it's had a cheeky week off, so I'm raring to go again. Lots and lots of great music, because the sun's been shining as well, so we need tunes. I've got world exclusive from Fede Legrand. I know you like him. Duke Dumont.
I've
put your hands up, yeah. He's been making some more tunes. First play bit tomorrow. We'll have a world exclusive of Duke Dumont, Sub Focus, Push a Tempo, Dubs and Borges, featuring Tiny Temper, the current number one in the chart update. Is that right, Scott?
That's right.
You revealed it. And in the guest mix as well, probably the most popular, one of the most in-demand house music DJs and producers in the world right now, MK, in the guest mix. It's going to be big.
4 p.m. tomorrow, dance anthems. It will get you right up for a Saturday night, you know that.
It will.
And now, Real or No Real with Danny Howard. Here we go.
In the lyrics to Pitbull's song, I Know You Want Me, he gets film director Alfred Hitchcock's name wrong, instead calling him Albert.
That's awkward. An oversight, isn't it?
It's awkward when you get someone's name wrong, isn't it?
Well, in a song.
I know.
It's there forever.
And like when you try, and like when you get asked who's the worst contestant on Real or No Real and you accidentally say Danny Howard. It's just, that's just...
When did that happen?
I said this earlier in the week.
Why did you say that?
I didn't want to bring it up.
Because, why did I say it? Because...
Think quick.
There was a situation in which I was cornered and asked to name the worst guest on Real, or the worst player on Real or No Real.
Thanks.
And as Danny's a very good friend of mine, I thought he'd be the least offended.
Okay. Well, that doesn't seem to be true, does it?
Not true, of course, because he's a... Diva, and that is actually
not diva.
Now getting very upset about it.
You know Pitbull's song, I Know You Want Me, Kei Ocho.
I know you want me, you know I want you. I know you want me, you know I want you.
Don't Does he get Alfred Hitchcock's name wrong?
This is a bit like, I remember the song by Fergie called London Bridge.
How?
Wasn't the entire video filmed at Tower Bridge?
That's a tune.
Which was...
Yeah, it was not.
Okay.
It's not her best.
Or the album cover was, the single cover was Tower Bridge. I think that happened there. Mistakes do happen is what I'm saying, so I'm going to say real.
I'm also going to say real.
You're saying that's real?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
That one is real.
Yeah. Oh, Pitbull, you idiot. Listen. Now, watch me make a movie like Albert Hitchcock. Albert Hitchcock?
Maybe it's his brother.
Oh, dear. Now, watch me make a movie like Albert Hitchcock. I've never spotted that before, but it does sound like Albert. I'm going to check the lyrics and the names next time. And now, this.
Adele's song, Someone Like You, was originally written for Kesha.
This does happen, though.
Not Someone Like You,
maybe
written
not
for
that,
Kesha.
But
come
it,
on.
It does happen in music.
Yeah. Wasn't Telephone originally done for...
Britney.
For Britney Spears, and you played a bit of that.
Mm.
And then...
She turned it down. Also turned down Umbrella by Rihanna.
Rihanna does this a lot, I think. I think she originally turned down We Found Love, Calvin Harris, and then Britney was going to go on it. But then Rihanna decided that she wanted it back, so she ended up going on it.
Well, no, yeah. But that would suggest then that Rihanna is just taking Britney's hand-me-downs.
Maybe.
Feels a bit like that.
But you could also see it as Britney Spears missed out on a hit that was huge and was number one for weeks and weeks, Umbrella.
All over the world.
True.
And she didn't ever do it. She said, oh, I don't want that one, it's rubbish.
So what was this one?
Someone Like You by Adele,
right.
Originally written for Kesha.
Would that suit her style?
Seems unlikely, this.
Think about it, though.
I agree. I'm going to go in first and say no real.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have to agree. No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah, I can't imagine it.
It'd be funny, though.
It would. Not quite suiting her style of voice. Next.
An American cat has been sent to therapy after becoming so angry its owners were too scared to walk past it to leave the house.
What?
Whoa. I mean, they do get angry sometimes.
Hmm.
So the cat was too scared? Or the owners were too scared?
Owners. The owners were too scared of the cat.
Oh. Evil cat. Cats can be quite scary.
You've never had a pet, have you, Scott?
Can you imagine if I did?
Why not?
There was that time you were looking after a dog, wasn't there?
Yeah. I tried to take it on the bus and that went wrong.
And then there was the wine incident.
And then the wine incident, yeah.
You're trying to get the dog drunk?
No.
Oh, okay.
I spilt red wine on a white dog.
You had to use wine away.
Wine away to get it off. And it's like took ages.
Take it through the car wash.
And it's still like, and I gave it back to the owner like, it was still pink.
Soz.
Anyway, so that's why I don't have animals. It's probably best. But the American cat, the angry cat, you think this is real or do you think this is absolutely not?
I think this is real,
Danny. You can't be scared of a cat. No real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a rampaging cat which attacked its owners and charged at them, forcing them to barricade themselves in a bedroom. They can be scary. This is in Oregon. The couple had to call the police for help after Lux trapped them in the room. He's charging us. He's at our bedroom door. This is a 911 call. It's gone over the edge. He's very, very hostile right now. That actually happened. And finally, on today's Real or No Real...
The reason Lebanese food is so popular for first dates is that the ingredients are well known for their aphrodisiac qualities.
Oh, hang on.
Whoa.
That's... No.
This is why you two are going tonight, then, is it?
Well, I wasn't aware of this.
No. Not today.
What, eating a load of meat on a skewer is...
Maybe that's what the hummus does. Maybe that's why you don't want the hummus. Something to do with the hummus.
You've booked this, Mills. What's going on? Is this...
Well, it's just something that I like to do. I wasn't aware that it was...
I don't think it does. I don't think a vast amount of meat sweats is not an aphrodisiac, is it?
It's not an attractive thing, is it?
No, I can't see how it can be.
Sweating from too much meat.
I really hope this is the background music tonight, by the way.
It will be.
Oh, good.
It'll be all this.
I don't think you've got a hidden agenda here. I'm saying no real.
As if... You're saying no real?
I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
And at the end of that, real or no real?
I got 40, Danny got 30.
Ah.
stop. Get back to the...
Should we just play this till 4 o'clock?
Right, so we're booked in 8.30, right? We've got a table.
We've got to go Moon Fern Cotton at the one show first.
Yeah, we're doing that. Going out for a couple of drinks. She's on the one show at 7, so we moon there.
The glass studio.
Outside the glass. And then we've got a couple more drinks. 8.30, we're on.
Excellent.
And then the entertainment starts at 9.
Brilliant.
And then
it goes... can't wait.
It goes on all night.
How excited
are you? I'm so excited for this. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. So that's Friday's podcast. Join us on Monday from 1pm live on Radio 1 or download this podcast for the best bits. If you want to watch Mark Wright Innuendo Bingo, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel now. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.